Okay, we will start from there. Okay, 436. Being the conceived and born again and again, isn't it?
Yes, Rinpoche.
Okay, so in this part, this part, born again and again. On this part, they are talking about the one suffering of the samsara. Okay, so this is something like that in the samsara. It shown again in this samsara. So point is very simple that when you look at this is the generally from Buddhist point of view, when you look at the samsara, it is samsara, it is something like that way we will born, die again and again. So born, die again and again, this is the one type of the suffering. We have to born again and then we have to die again. This born again and die again, this is the one type of the suffering. So that's why what we are saying is that from Buddhist point of view, when you look at the suffering of the samsara, so when you look at the samsara, the one thing we have to know about it, that one thing we have to know about, it's that the samsara, they are the lot of the difficulties. They are the lot of the challenges. That we have to know it. You will know that some people, they have a lot of the strength to bear the suffering. That is the one of the important things that that is one very important quality we need. There will be the difficulties, all people will get the difficulties, but some people have that strength to bear that the suffering, to bear and the challenge that suffering, strength. So that is some people. So that's why to gain that strength, it is not. We will not get that strength by the neck, by bone. We will not get that strength to bear the suffering. From the psychologically, what we are having as a problem is like a suffering phobia. You know that the psychological term, what they use, the water phobia, height phobia. So we are human having the suffering phobia. In the psychological science, they will not use the term called the phobia science. Oh, sorry, phobia for the suffering phobia. We will not use that, but we are having it. That by bone, we are having it.
So suffering for what, Rimuji? I don't know
No,
the
no, no.
term.
Okay, psychological. There is a one term for the phobia. You know the phobia. I think it's a psychology medical term. Phobia, they call.
I don't know it, Rimuji.
Okay, who knows, maybe. Okay, phobia. Okay, that's called the phobia.
Oh, phobia.
Yeah.
Yes, Rimuji.
You got. Yeah, phobia is a one the psychological medical term what they use for that. Some people get a fear of the water, fear of the fire. They call the phobia, no?
Yes,
Water
Mujay, I got
phobia.
it.
Yeah. So that's why some people get the phobia of the fire, water. But generally, we all have the one phobia for fear of the suffering. We all get scared of that the suffering. That is always in the human's mind. Psychological term, medical term, they will not use the suffering phobia. But there is. But the Buddha was, when he was talking about these different type of the suffering, he's teaching us to how to overcome that phobia, fear. Most of the fear is once we get, because when you are not knowing the reality very properly. When you get the reality very properly, we will get less fear. Number one, okay? This is the one number one point. Yeah. So the point is that, so that's why the phobia, the fear for the suffering is there. So that's why when we are thinking about the suffering, so once we think the more and more about the suffering, what will happen that we will can overcome the fear. Example, when the psychiatrist, when they're treating the patient who are having the phobia for the water, example, what they will advise for these patients was just think and imagine about the water. Then later then they will ask to imagine whether they are taking the swimming in the water. Like this way they will start the treatment. So that's why when we think more about the suffering, when we more think about the more of the suffering, then mentally we will get used to more to the suffering. When we get more used to the suffering, the fear will become down. So that's why this is one of the methods one with Buddhism when you talk about the suffering. The one point is also that to teaches us how to overcome the fear of the suffering. Generally, the fear for the suffering is more worse than the suffering. So it's a very simple that when you look at the ghost, fear, actually the ghost is not hurting much. Fear for the ghost hurt us more. Yeah, so that's why when you look at the ghost issue, so fear for the ghost hurt us more than the ghost hurt us. So that's the point. So that's why when in this liberation path, when it talks of the lot of the suffering, it's mentally you're teaching us to how to get used to the suffering. Mentally get used to it, to mentally to accept it. Then the way it bring the fears down. So one thing is that I think I have quite a fear with the bird. Because of the I had the bad experience with the bird when I was kid. I don't remember. My mother used to tell me. So I'm scared with the bird. I don't touch the bird because I had the bad experience that my mother used to tell me when I was kid. So I don't remember. But What I know is that I have a fear to the bird. So scientific term, so psychological term, they will call maybe the bird phobia. So in the this time in the Switzerland, so there is a one place where they usually they keep the, all the sick birds and the well the bird where they're migrating from the one one continent to another continent. So sometimes the birds when they could not fly because of the hurt or the, because the, they're when they're laying the eggs and when the small birds when they could not fly properly, where they keep the one place where they all the treat them. So they asked me to do the blessings prayers over their place. So first I thought that when they asked me to do the blessing prayers, I thought that all the birds might be in the cage. But once I reach over there, the birds are not in the cage. So situation is totally different. So it creates me a little bit of fear in my mind. So that's why while they're saying the prayer, then they asked me to touch. So when the first touching is very difficult because there is a fear in my mind. When I touch the first bird, then it will be easier to second or third bird. Then each gate I gain little confidence. Then my fear towards the birds come little down. So that's why when the bird, the one here in the liberation palm, when they're talking about a suffering, this is a, some topic people don't want to think it. But the point is that when we think about a suffering of the samsara, mentally we will get used to it. Then we will get the more confidence to accept the sufferings. Okay, so that's right. Now you can see in the so you can see the some of the the words. Can you see that in the word? I think they have mentioned in the page number 437. These are some other paragraph. So many tears you have shed in the samsara limb when separated from the your dearest friend, that the teardrops of the your eyes would overflow the basins of the oceans.
Yes, Ramuchi.
So that's why the samsara, we have the, it's showing that the, we have suffered a really lot in the samsara. So from the, our sense of the beginningless, we are born in samsara sense of beginningless. We born again and again and again. We suffered a really lot in samsara. Tibetan, we have the one saying, when you fall in the pitch, you will gain the one wisdom. Yeah. So when you suffer, you will gain the one experience. These collection of the these experience leads you to the success. You will suffer. When you suffer, you will gain the one experience. With collection of the this experience leads you to the success. So when you look at the Buddha's life history, when he suffered a lot, but he didn't demoralize with the suffer. He still tried to challenge with the suffering and try to find a way to overcome the suffering. Then he got the enlightenment. So all the sufferings will give us one experience. With collection of the these experience, then we will gain the success. So that's why the Buddhism here is talking about all the sufferings. These all the sufferings is a something like that to we have to know, to experience, then gain the lot of the knowledge from this experience. Okay, so that's why, so here it's saying that, so that's why here it talks about the, when you talk about the many tears which shed in the samsara realm. So it means that we are born in samsara, so we shed a lot of tears. We just have the lot of the bad experience in the samsara. So from our past life, what they are talking about it. So that's why it's showing that in samsara. So this is point is samsara is that now you have to look this point. So this point is one thing. So Buddhism makes one thing is claim that the samsara it's a beginningless. The samsara started without any beginning. It's a beginningless. So that's the question is the beginningless question is arises 1,000 years back. The origin of the world, how the Buddhism talks. Origin of the starting point of the world. So Buddhism point of view, it's saying the beginningless. That we all are born in this samsara and died in this samsara and born and died again and again in this from the beginningless. So from the, this is one thing we have to know that the many of the religion idea, others religion idea, the world is there's a beginning. From the, it start from the Adam or Eve or whatever, there's a beginning. This point of view, I think sometimes it's quite difficult to, or if you follow this idea, the beginning point of the human race, beginning point, so it will go a little bit difficult to follow the Darwin theory. So if you look from the Buddhism point of view, they're accepting the Darwin theory is nothing wrong. Because in the Buddhism point of view, still we can accept the Darwin theory. So that's why now in this talks, it said that we're born so many times, we were so telling the in this world. So you can see that the, in this paragraph, what he's saying, that is clearly it's saying that so many tears we shed in the samsara realm. We have, when we separated from the dearest friend, that the teardrops on the eyes would follow the basin to the ocean. Means in the samsara, we have suffered a lot. In this samsara, past lives, we have separated from the, our dear friends. We are separated from the, so many our close friends. So we teared a lot in our past life. So that's why whenever you are facing the difficulties or the mental some of the difficulties, one thing you have to remind yourself, you are in the samsara. When you are in the samsara, you have to know that everything is not perfect. Something should be wrong. If there is nothing wrong in your life, then you are not in samsara. You might be in a pure land. That idea always helped me. Whenever I have the, some difficulty faces, always I will remind the one thing myself that, oh, I'm in samsara. I'm in samsara. It will happen. It will happen because of I'm in samsara. So that's why we have to born. So that's why one thing we have to know that in the samsara, we born in the human, we born as animals. So up and down, a lot of the we are born in up and down. Sometimes we're born as a human, sometimes we're born as an animal. So there are a lot of the up and downs in our, yeah, we have been this samsara. The most important thing is, you know, we have to look the future, next life. We have tried to born in the better life. That's the one important. Now I think it's phase number 438. Now we will talk about another sixth suffering, isn't it? Now I think sixth suffering is the suffering of the moving from high to low over and over again. So it says that in the transmission, there's one paragraph, you can see that all the collections end up with the running out. The high end up with the falling. Meeting ends in the separation. Living ends in the death. So all the collections end up with the running out. So it's saying that in the one of the reality that whatever you are collected, it will run out. Whatever we meet, one day it will separate. Whatever we leave, one day we will die. So on this point, I always look into one other point. You can see in all the collections end up with the running out. So all the high end up with the falling. Meeting ends in the separation. Living ends in the death. I always look at this issue with a very different way. I always look at all the running out can be collect. All which can fall, it can goes high. All with the separated, also it can meet. When you are separated, there's also you have chance to meet. When you are fall down, it means that you can go up. Once you cannot go up, you can never fall down. When you look at the baby, when we try to look at the baby kids, when they were walking, they will fall down, fall down, fall down. Actually, it's not a falling down. Actually, the baby is learning how to walk. So falling and he's falling and walking and falling and walking. But in the reality, he's not falling. The baby is learning how to walk. So that's why here it's saying that their suffering is there's a lot of the up and down in the life. We have to know it. Up and down, but we should not look at the point we will all point from the falling down. We have to look the point from the going up, because once you can fall down, it means also you can go up. Once you can go up, also it's been the fall down. But generally, that is a life. If you look at the ECG report of heart rate, it will always shows the up and down, up and down, up and down. When the heart rate is not going up and down, what does that mean? That's when you are dead. So there is always up and down, up and down. When you see in the afterlife, there will be the up and down. That means that you are living. When there is no up and down, it means you are dead. So that is always you have to know. So that's why. So when you see the up and down issue, most of people, they will just look at the always the fear that they will fall down. But the Buddhism point of what we are teaching is also not look not from the that point, look from the point that you can go up, then it will give you the one hope. So that's the point. So that's why the here it's in the this is the one type. So what we have to know is that the one normally people with they will never accept that they can fall down. They will never expect that. So that's why the when they fall down in the life, so they will get a lot of the hurt. So that's why it's a teaching that the Buddhism teaches always that you can fall down. Also giving the one hope that you can go up. Life is full of up and down. So this is something like that. The fall and the up and low. So that's why Buddhism is now here is talking the suffering of the, I think, the moving high to the low over again and again. So this point, when you look from the, this point, also moving the from high to the low. Also, you have to know one thing that the behind that you have to know the one thing. Also, we can move from low to the high. When you move from the high to the low, you don't have to hurt. Because it is one of the suffering which exists in the samsara. You should not, then when you move from the high to the low, you should not get hurt. Because it's one of the reality or one of the suffering of the samsara. But when you move from the high to low, also you should generate the one hope that you can move again from low to the high. Because that is a possible. I think the Adidas company have the one motto, no? I think their motto is that nothing is impossible, I think, isn't it?
So which company, Rinpoche?
Adidas.
This is a motto or slogan, Rinpoche?
Adidas have slogan, yes, like we are having the deep car slogan, no, Adidas having the one slogan, no. I think their slogan is nothing is impossible, yeah. So something, one thing is that the Adidas cannot make the nothing is impossible. Adidas cannot make it, but they keep the slogans. But the Buddhism point of view, one thing Buddhism can make it, Buddhism try to always make it that impossible is a nothing. Always try to make it that. So always trying to Buddhism keep us the hope and everything is talks about the possible. So that's why the Buddhism, Adidas cannot make the nothing is impossible. But the Buddhism, at least it will try to make the nothing is impossible. Impossible nothing. Sorry, Fong, you got my point.
Yes, Shimuchi, yes.
Adidas cannot make a nothing is impossible. But the Buddhism at least is trying to make the impossible is a nothing. So the point is that. So that's why the Buddhism, now the point, the Buddhism point is, so that's why when they talk of the lot of suffering, then Buddhism always try to tell that, that we can overcome just the suffering is nothing. We can overcome it. Now this is now you look at this mode, okay, all the collision, end of the running out, the high end of the falling, meeting with the separation, living, and this always you have to look at the two sides of the coin. Okay, there's a two side. So yeah, I think Adidas are trying to make the impossible is nothing. So Adidas feels that when the people wear the Adidas, they can become, they feel that the impossible become nothing. In the Tibetan monastery, the old monks, they always try to increase their age. They feel that when they are more old, more experienced. So that's why English, there is a saying, I like that saying in English, white hair is not a sign of the experience. The white sign, white hair is the sign of the age. So yeah, anyway, so that's what, okay, now in the liberation palm you can see that meeting it ends the separation, life ends the death. So now here what we have to know is that when you look at the fall, when you fall down, you have to always know that the high can fall down. When you are separated, you will also know that it's a meeting ends with a separation, that all the one at the reality we have to know it. Now here in the liberation part, you can see this speaks for the four ends of the condition phenomena. Collections of the wealth and the property, end of the running out, fall ends of the high position, and the end of the coming together being separate. The death is the end of the rebirth. Okay? No matter. Okay? Now you can see that. Yeah?
So okay, where is it?
After that paragraph, yes. Can you just read that in the Vietnamese? Yeah.
So this speak out the four ends of condition phenomena.
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's why in the Buddhism, when you look at the four days suffering, always trying to find some methods like a death. So also Buddhism teaches of the practices of the how to increase the lifespan, especially like a Tara practices. Tara practices is increasing the lifespan. Increasing lifespan is it's also the one of the method to improve our life. So like a falling from the high to the moving from the high to the down, or a falling down because of the many obstacles, to remove all these obstacles. So in the Buddhism we mentioned the practice of the higher Garva. So few days back I was just having lunch with some doctors. Really, they are dealing with a very serious disease, very serious disease, like a life-threatening disease. They are dealing with this disease. Yeah. So that doctor have told me the very interesting points. So she told me that her mother was got that disease, very life-threatening disease. So that she told me that her mother, she just told her with the treatment, she told the surgery for the whole mother from, she told me very scary surgery. Mother, she done it. And also then the Shiho asked her mother to chant the Yamantaka mantra. So with that, with the belief of the Yamantaka and the chanting the mantra, she told me that she survived until the 15 years, still she is surviving. Well, I'm coming to the Mongolia, just arriving in the Mongolia after 3 days later, just that doctor bring me the one of the patient in my place. Just she brought the patient from the hospital directly to my place after the diagnosis of very severe cancer. So later that doctor, so she later daughter, she we are having the lunch together, then the doctor have told me the one thing in the this severe like a disease is not killing the people. Most of the people, not the disease is not killing, the mentality of the they killed faster than the disease. She concluded one talk. Really, I was like the whole way. She told that disease is not that killing for them. They are the way of the thinking. Their mentality kills before the disease. So she told. So she gave me the many examples with her patients. So she told me the one incident of the whole patient. The whole patient, she told me that after they're doing the lot of the surgery and the chemotherapy fee that she did that. So the whole patient was improved her health within the 1 year. It improved quite a lot. Then she told me with the one day her patient had the quarrel with her daughter, Then the daughter told the patient that his daughter told her that we have spent a lot of time for you. We have spent a lot of money on you. While saying that, it hurt him very much. So after that, a few weeks later, he just passed away. So she told me that within the 1 year, he's after doing the chemotherapy and the surgery, improved a lot. But with that word of her daughter, really hurts him too much mentally. So after a few weeks, he just passed away. So she concluded, she told me that the disease is not killing. So these all the very serious disease are not killing. The mentality, when they have that disease, they have a mentality that kills them faster than the disease. She told me that. So that's why the Buddhism always were saying that all these difficulties, the challenges, but also the other side, they are the how to way we have to, like a death, increase the lifespan with the Dharma practice. So when you are having the moving high for the down, also they are removing the obstacle, higher giver practice. This is also giving the way of the some of the, the practices to challenge with these difficulties. So this
yes,
also Buddhism, when we're talking about the softening, the accepting, this teaching us how to live, we have to live the strong. Past few weeks, 2 weeks back, I think I met one other girl. She bring the whole mother, having the terrible disease, cancer disease. So she told me that now she is going to send her mother to the treatment. Now the 1 week later that she is telling, now the daughter could not sleep with worrying too much of the her mother's condition. Now she has started with one other problem. One point very sad. One point they could not challenge, when they could not accept the suffering and the not to try to look to how to challenge it. The suffering totally overcome them, not only the patient, all the family. One point when I look at this situation, it's quite sad. So that's why when the Buddha was talking too much of the suffering, he's teaching us to accept it, challenge it. So that's why, so this is the samsara. They had a lot of the challenges, a lot of the suffering is there that we have to accept it. Okay. Today, since morning, I was running. I just had the only nap in the car when I was, because we're having the program out of the city. So maybe 50 minutes by 1 hour by the traveling the car. So I had the nap in the car. I took the nap. So all today I will just take work. So, okay, Fong, remind me of my topic. I think I lost my topic.
So then in this samsara, the suffering is always there.
Yeah, but also we have to know that to accept it, to challenge it, to get you. That is the one point we have to know. So that's why I always used to say live strong. So that's a story, really, it made me very sad when I heard that the girl and the mother first came and the mother's having the cancer. Now she started the care treatment. But now the later, 1 week later, now daughter is getting the more worried about the mother health issue. Now she could not sleep and a lot of the other now the issue started. Because the one main point is that she could not become the very strong. She could not accept it. She could not challenge it. So yeah, okay. Then again, there is a bit the one story. You will see the samsara, the one problem is a high up and down, up and down. So this is the one point. It's just they talks about the samsara problem. So one point of the, I think it's also teaches out the how to get the generate the hope from the moving. We can move from the low to the up. I just remember one funny incident today when we are traveling from the one from the other city. We are traveling in the car. So one funny incident. Okay. So when in the traveling in the car, one of my student, he was telling me that I want to cut my hair. So he was a little bit insisting me to cut my hair. So then I asked him why. I can cut it later. But he told me that they can see the quite a lot of the white hair. So first he insists me to cut my hair, was insisting me. So I told him that the why. Because I can cut it after a few days. Then he told me that they can see a lot of the white hairs in my in on me. So yeah. So yeah. Okay. Anyway, fine. Yeah. So this is maybe one is that samsara. So aging. So age is maybe one point aging. One point people used to say the South India water makes the white hair. I don't know which is true. Okay. So yeah. So maybe the white hair may be aging. I don't think the South Indian water maybe my age. But walking maybe instead like today, maybe I walk nearly 12 hours continuously. teachings, and then we went to the climbing the small mountains. Then I play basketball. Then I give the teaching sessions and all this. Maybe up to now 12 hours continuously traveling 1 hour. Still, I didn't get tired. It shows maybe I'm young, but the white hair shows maybe I'm old. Not getting the tired, maybe it means that I'm young still. So maybe up till today, maybe 12 hours continuously programmed since the morning we went. Then we have the teaching sessions. Then we have the climbing, small mountains. It's just an out of the seat, you know. So also we played a few times the basketballs with the kids. Still, yeah, I didn't get tired up till now. 12 hours continuously programmed, yeah. Yeah. Okay. We are talking about that, no? Moving from high to low over and over again. Yeah. So all the collections ends up the running out, the high end of the falling. Yeah. But the one thing is that when the teaching sessions, what I noticed when we are coming with me and going up and down, most of them they will fall asleep when I start my teaching time. Maybe they might be getting tired. So now that you can see at the later point, okay? I want to ask them, can they see in those video that my white hairs? Oh, that's good. Okay, that's good if they can't see. Today, very funny. My student insisted me to cut the hair. But later on, he told that he can see the white hairs. So they can see the white hairs. So they are insisting me cut my hair. So that's another point. Okay, so you can see the other point. Now it comes the second paragraphs. So second paragraphs, you can see that the second paragraph again, you will see the one thing. No, you may be the Indra to whom the world makes offering. You still through the karma power, you will fall to the ground. You may be the universal emperor, but in the circle of the samsara, you will become a slave. So this is the one thing, like again, that it will talk about. It generally in this paragraph always it talks about how we can go the up and down in the life. So sometimes life will go not exactly the way of what we want. So life will sometimes go up and down. We always wish to go the life smoothly, but it won't happen. Yeah. So sometimes the life is sometimes it will. So life it will not go as we want. So but the. They will be the lots of the up and downs. But when we are having the up and down, we have to know it's a samsara. So that's why Buddha was talking about the suffering of the moving high from the low. Okay. So this is things. Okay. So then I think it comes under now the this is a fifth suffering. Now I think it's a sixth suffering, isn't it? The suffering of the not having no companions.
Yes, Shimuji. The seven.
Seven. Usually there are six suffering, isn't it? So I think this is a sixth one. Maybe that previous one is the fifth, maybe.
Yes, Rinpoche, the previous one is the fifth. And no companion is the sixth. Yes, Rinpoche.
Yeah. Okay. So suffering of not having the companions. Yeah, that is the one big problem. I think this is special in the 21st century. There is the one big problem. Because that's why if you look at the people when they feel that they don't get in the good companion, that's why the dogs becomes their best friend, because they are not getting the human companion, so now they become the dog is taking the human's place. So this might be a problem. I think if you look at this problem, you have to look at the different perspective. So because you are not getting the companion, right companion, yeah. So that's why slowly I think it's coming the problem, the globalization problem now. So globalization, not getting the right companion. So here it's explained in the one thing that the beginning when you are born, mother womb, you are alone. In the middle life, you will get. When you are born.
Yeah, ở trong quyển nhà pháp trong lòng.
When you die, you will just die alone. Yeah. Okay. So this is a generally, so what right now companion, so what will, the one thing what we have to do, even now that we are not having the companion, but what we can do is that we can make the good companion, that we can do. So when you make the good companion, what you have to do, you have to win the trust of the other. To win the trust of the other, what you have to do, you have to fully stick on the telling the truth. So most important thing is to win the trust of the others. When you're winning the trust of the other, what you have to do, you have to do whatever you're doing, telling the truth do with the very rightful way, then we will gain the trust. Okay, that's a very important. Then you can make the good companions. Okay, thank you very much. Today I will stop it.
Thank you, Rinpoche.